The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access. Your All Access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
Good evening and welcome everyone into Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm Jim Miller, filling in for Zach Zaidman tonight. But of course, I've got my partner in crime, Tom Thayer, is on the phone from Hawaii, and we will be taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet questions to us using your hashtag CBNetwork is all you got to do, hashtag CBNetwork. A lot in the news today. Obviously, free agency has kicked off 3 days into free agency, and I don't know, I've never seen an offseason like this when you see so many prominent players being released by their football teams. DeMarcus Ware by the Dallas Cowboys. How about Darrell Revis down there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Steve Smith for the Carolina Panthers, and even the Bears, obviously in the news, releasing a high-profile player like Julius Peppers. But the Bears quickly went to work. They got a couple of defensive end, five defensive players in total in terms of free agent acquisitions. We'll get into Willie Young from the Detroit Lions and, of course, Lamar Houston of the Oakland Raiders, two talented young defensive ends that the Bears have added to their roster. And, of course, we want to get Tom Thayer's thoughts as well. Ryan Mundy, another free agent signing. He will be joining us as the program moves along on Bears All Access, and we also will be checking in with Lamar Houston as well. But without further ado, let's welcome in my co-host. Say hello to one Tom Thayer. How are we doing tonight, Tommy?
Awesome, Jim. I think it's the most exciting I've ever been for free agency, given the fact before what the Bears were going to look for defensively. How are they going to go about their business? Who are they going to identify with the traits they need to turn this thing around immediately? And then I look at the list of candidates that general manager Phil Emery had signed up with the Bears, and there's so many different reasons why they're quality signs, whether it's the teams they've played with, it's the fact that he's really been able to take players out of your own division to lessen your opponents and make a bigger impact on them. And then he's got some quality players that need to be in an organization that has discipline, structure, and an itinerary already set for them. And I think when you talk about two guys specifically, when I look at Lamar Houston and Willie Young, and I think of the organizations they came from, doesn't exactly have the track record of great discipline. Now you bring them to an organization that already has their schedule made up for the season all the way until the Super Bowl. They understand what's going to be expected of them in the off-season training, the OTAs, and then once the season gets here. So I got to tell you, without seeing any of them put on Chicago Bear jerseys and pads, I'm really excited about the opportunity that the Bears fans are going to have to watch this defense this season.
Well, I think when you look at it, Tom, I think a lot of people, I mean, is anybody really shocked that they released Julius Peppers? I think he's a talented player, a great run with the Chicago Bears. We know about all the false starts and how he can rush the passer, but when you look at Phil Emery, the general manager of the Chicago Bears and the Bears in general, they've approached free agency much like other teams did a year ago. Look at the Miami Dolphins when they churned their roster by getting rid of Carlos Dansby. They sign Danelle Ellerbe. They bring in Philip Wheeler. They let older veteran players out the door. And so Bears, much like most teams, are trying to get younger. And again, I point at the Seattle Seahawks, one of the youngest teams in the National Football League to win a world championship in 2014.
You know, again, one thing I like about the players that they're bringing in, none of them are just nailed to one position. They all have versatility, and they all have growth potential in front of them. So when you talk about Mel Tucker and what is the defense exactly going to look like this year, I think each of these players have the ability and that athleticism to play anywhere up and down the line of scrimmage. If you want to put them in an outside rushing technique right over the offensive tackle at a three technique, you can move these guys around and create variety on the defensive front, which creates confusion on the offensive line that gives you that one advantage. And all the way that all the other players are going to fit in defensively, you got to make sure that you started up front to allow your second and third level to pick up where they need to.
Well, I credit Phil Emery and the Chicago Bears because they didn't get one. They got two safeties. Obviously, M.D. Jennings, they steal one from the Green Bay Packers as he signs with the Chicago Bears. And then Ryan Mundy, who I just mentioned, spent some time with the Pittsburgh Steelers organization last year with the New York Giants. And the free agent or the safety market this whole offseason, it was hot, Tom. I mean, you look at, obviously, when you look at Dante Whitner moving on to the Cleveland Browns, T.J. Ward moved from Cleveland out to the Denver Broncos, and then Antoine Bethea goes from Indianapolis out to the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, probably the safety market was one of the hottest. Mike Mitchell from Carolina.
Is the reason for that because of the way offenses are changing?
I do. I think you need a lot of hybrid players. You look at Cam Chancellor, they can line up against tight ends. Even Mike Mitchell, if everybody doesn't know who Mike Mitchell is, he was a fourth-round draft pick by Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders before he passed. Everybody poo-pooed that pick at the end of the day, Tom. He gets a five-year, $25 million deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I credit the Bears not getting one, but two, in what became a very thin market very quick at the safety position.
I agree 100% with you. When you look at one safety that comes out of your own division, that has an impact on an opponent that you face twice a year. And then you look at the organizations that Monday has the chance to grow through. When you look at the respect of the Pittsburgh Steelers and their demands they have in their players, and also I think that's the same thing with Tom Coughlin and the Giants. You know that you're bringing a player into your building that has extreme credibility already behind him, giving the people that he had to go and play for and impress and earn the opportunity. So that's what makes it really exciting because, you know, you go to the Bears website, you have an opportunity to look at these new free agents. They're being escorted through the building. You get a feel for them. You get a look at them. And I think that really helps the Chicago Bears fans meet the free agents before they ever actually get a chance to meet them.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. Lamar Houston is an up-and-coming defensive end. I would say the same thing for Willie Young, who they added from the Detroit Lions. Get to know these players' names because they are young and very talented and could have an instant impact for the Bears. Well, we mentioned M.D. Jennings, the safeties, and Ryan Mundy, who will join us on Bears All Access as we move along. A lot of people don't know another under-the-radar signing, Jordan Senn, who is a linebacker from the Carolina Panthers. Believe it's a good depth move for the Chicago Bears. And maybe just talk about the linebacker because, again, the focus was on defense. Last year was offense, and you see Phil Emery really attacking the defensive side of the ball.
Right. You know, it seems like when anybody signs a defensive player, you're going to have some qualities that you're going to be – you may be a legitimate starter, star. At one, Jared Allen, for example, he's going to be a contributor at the defensive end position only. And the reason I'm saying that is because when you look at the players they brought in and you look at the fourth phase importance on the Chicago Bear football team, here's a guy that's going to be a big-time contributor when you look at developing your special teams along with your defense. Because I think a key ingredient here is when you look at the scouting department, the players they're looking for, you have to look at their role and where and how can they contribute to the fourth phase. So I think all these guys – that is going to be a key ingredient why they were signed. They were signed also to become and compete as a starter. But again, like you talk about in Sen, with the contributions, and they need to redevelop that era and that aura that they had on special teams here in Chicago.
Well, when we come back, we'll get into the one offensive signing. Well, actually two, because they re-signed tight end Dante Rosario. But Dominique Hixon, wide receiver from the Carolina Panthers, he gets a one-year deal also with the Chicago Bears. So stick with us. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on 670 The Score and the Chicago Bears Network. Welcome back to Bears All Access. You can register today at Priceline.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders, and welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm Jim Miller, filling in for Zach Zaidman, alongside Tom Thayer with me. And, you know, still when you look at the Bears and you break down the signings, I will get into Dominique Hixon, probably a wide receiver a lot of Bears fans don't know too much about, spent a lot of time with the Giants organization, and then was picked up by Dave Gettleman, the new Giants general manager, or new Carolina Panthers general manager, formerly of the New York Giants. But where else do you see, Tom, the Bears maybe attacking in free agency? There's still a plethora of defensive talent that is out there that really is a buyer's market. You know, you think of Henry Melton. He's up visiting the Minnesota Vikings. B.J. Raji is still out there at the defensive tackle spots. Your thoughts on maybe other areas that Phil Emery may look at to help out the Chicago Bears?
Well, you know, I think it's about Phil Emery making sure that he's satisfied Mel Tucker to make sure that he has the key components that can come in here and build this defense and be the architect and have the structure. And then you take in consideration the players the Bears already have here. So, you know, what is that one essential? What is going to be that one key ingredient in Mel Tucker's head? Because, you know, Jim, we're all kind of speculating what the Bears' defense is going to look like this season. A wide variety of fronts with a group of athletes that can morph into different types of players in front. Now, who is that key ingredient? Is it a big, thick guy in the inside like you talk about, B.J. Raji? Is it a penetrator like Henry Melton? Or is it a pressured guy like Jared Allen? You know, you could consider up front how quickly you need to disrupt the flow of the quarterback, if that's your thinking. And then again, there's still a couple guys out there at the defensive backfield, the cornerback position, that could either compete because they have knowledge of the Chicago Bears system when you look at a guy like Charles Tillman. But, you know, you really got to satisfy the desires of Mel Tucker more than what us fans, you know, have on our wish list for the Bears.
Yeah, and always to try and do it at the right price, because we're probably now moving into the second phase of free agency. You wonder if Jared Allen's becoming more realistic with his number. He wants fair market value in terms of a pass-rushing defensive end. And I've got to be honest, I think, again, that's why the Bears, to me, hit a home run with the safeties, because they didn't have to overpay, because both M.D. Jennings and Ryan Mundy come with good experience. They've played a lot of football for being young safeties in the National Football League, but yet the Bears do not have to break the bank to acquire talent. Well, I mentioned Dominique Hixon. How do you view the Dominique Hixon signing? Talented wide receiver. If everybody doesn't know me, again, he was with the New York Giants. He was a great return man, Tom, until he tore his ACL, which set his career back. Lo and behold, the Giants hold on to him, and then finally he signs a deal with the Carolina Panthers a year ago. Do you think he's going to provide maybe some returnability or just more depth at the wide receiver position?
You know, Jim, I liken his opportunity to a lot what the Bears were able to give to Josh McCown. Here's a guy that had the opportunity to work under Mark Trestman and had one of the best quarterback seasons of his career. Now you have a receiver that has talent, has got Super Bowl rings, has an understanding of what's expected out of big-time receivers for them to be contributors. And you're coming into a system that is very specific. They have some great examples with Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Earl Bennett and the rest of the crew here to learn and work from. So the work expectations is going to be as high as he's ever faced before in his career, which I think can be a good thing for a player that's trying to get reignited into the NFL. And again, fourth phase contributions. If he could somehow put his hat in the ring as a quality returner one way or the other, that's going to upgrade his chances significantly. But I want to see what he can do as a receiver, because as exciting as this offense is, if you could somehow throw one more guy in the mix that got the attention of Jay Cutler, but also put a little bit of fear into the DBs, the nickelbacks, and the safeties in the division, he could be a true asset to this football team. But man, it's hard to jump over what already teams are the way they're thinking about Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey for next season.
Yeah, I mean, you give a lot of credit because the body frame's the same. This is a bigger receiver when you look at Dominique Hixon. He's over 6'3", well over 200 pounds, so God forbid if there was an injury and the Bears needed to get two or three games for a fill-in, whether it's Alshon Jeffrey or Brandon Marshall, definitely Dominique Hixon can fit the bill.
You know, one thing, Jim, too, is what Hickson is, when I look at him and he's with the Giants and he's in a disciplined offense that is run by a coordinator that has exact landmarks according to their system. And then you go to Carolina, it's a little bit more freelance with Cam Newton, and you don't have the consistency in the quarterback play that he will be reintroduced to in Chicago. I think those are the types of things that could allow him to exploit his talents, and they become more evident because the system is so structured. And, you know, it's an exact. It's not a guessing game once the ball is snapped.
Don't forget, new Bears safety Ryan Mundy and new defensive end Lamar Houston are going to join us as the show moves along. But how about Ask Tom? You got to ask Tom Thayer, 312-644-6767. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on 670 The Score and the Chicago Bears Network. Stick with us. Don't forget, everyone, win the ultimate VIP experience to the 2014 Chicago Bears Miller Lite Draft Party presented by Chase on Friday, May 9th. Miller Lite is offering one lucky fan tickets to the sold-out draft party, autograph and picture with Bears players, and much, much more. Visit ChicagoBears.com now to sign up. Welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm Jim Miller, filling in for Zach Sabin, along with Tom Thayer. And right now, we are going to go out to the guest line, welcome in the newest acquisition of the Chicago Bears. Let's say hello to safety Ryan Mundy. Ryan, it's Jim Miller, Tom Thayer. Congratulations on the new contract. What's it feel like to be a Chicago Bear?
Well, thanks a lot for having me on, guys. I'm very excited right now. This is a very exciting time to join a historic franchise. And, you know, this is a great opportunity for me, and I look forward to getting to work. So yesterday was a great experience. I had an opportunity to visit the facility, meet the coaches, and, you know, just get a feel for what Chicago Bear football is all about. And so far, everything is going great.
You know, Ryan, it's pretty incredible playing with the Steelers and then the Giants, now with the Bears, three of the most historic franchises in the NFL. And, you have to admire the fan base of each of them because they're great supporters of their organization. I think that's what you're going to be able to see here in Chicago. Where do you want to line up first? Where is Ryan Mundy going to be on the very first day of practice? And, what do you see for yourself?
But like you mentioned, I play for probably like you said, the three greatest franchises in the NFL, and it's been a blessing and a great experience so far, and I'm looking to continue and build on that. As far as the first day where I see myself lining up, I just see myself getting out there. I'm gonna bring a lot of energy. It doesn't matter where I line up, because I'm gonna be so jacked up and ready to go and ready to get this thing started. I feel like, you know, our team is headed in the right direction right now, and there's a lot of positive momentum from our ownership, from the management, from the coaches. Everybody has a great feeling and very high expectations for us this season. So wherever I line up, I'm going to be ready to do my job, whether it's that free safety, strong safety. It really won't matter because I'm going to be so jacked up, I'm going to get the job done.
Well, Ryan, that's what I love about you. Believe it or not, the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted me, my friend. Dick LeBeau was there when I was there, buddy. So I know you yeah, absolutely.
Man, Coach LeBeau hasn't missed too many years in the NFL. I think this is like his 50th season in the NFL. So
well, that's what I'm saying, just that base, that foundation, because you were brought up right in the National Football League. Talk about it, blitz zones, all the schemes that he used, because I got to believe it gives, I think, the listeners out there, the Bears fans, a little inclination that the Bears defense probably could be a little bit more versatile in what they're going to do defensively.
Yeah, well, like you said, learning from Coach LeBeau, who is considered one of the innovators of the 3-4 defense, and, you know, all the different blitzes that come with it, it was a great experience for me, and especially playing behind a guy, well, two guys actually, in Ryan Clark and Troy Polamalu. Gave me an opportunity to learn how to be a safety in this league, and not only just a safety, but learn how to perform at a high level. And, I was very thankful for that opportunity because not many players have an opportunity to learn from two guys like that. A lot of kids just get thrown into the fire. But I think that will work to my advantage from what I've learned from those two guys and what I've learned from Coach LeBeau, as well as other coaches on the staff in my time in Pittsburgh, as well as in New York. I think that'll definitely help us out this year, because I know, heading into the season, and during the combine and everything else, there was a lot of talk about what our defense was going to be this year. Was it going to be a 3-4? Was it going to be a 4-3? But I think that's going to be the name of our game this year. It's going to be versatility, I think, and that can work in our advantage. Of course, you like to identify your strengths and highlight those strengths and use them as much as possible. But you also don't want to be too stagnant and let offenses know what you're getting every week. So I think we'll try to have a good balance of both and go out there and get after it and play Chicago Bear defense.
You know, Ryan, when you come out of college, you kind of have to invent yourself in the NFL, and you've been able to successfully do that. How was the free agency period for you? Not only just the last couple weeks, but the season leading up to it and those types of things on your mind. I guess my question is, you got to be happy to have those things behind you where you can concentrate on being the player and forget about the whole routine of free agency.
Right. Last year was actually my first opportunity to go to the free agency period, and it went rather quickly, just like it did this year. I signed with the Giants 2 days into free agency. But, you know, leading up to that period, you know, everybody's asking you, all your family members are asking you, so what's the deal, what's going on, where do you think you end up? But, you know, my game plan the whole time was just to kind of play it cool, relax, and whatever happened was going to happen. But I did kind of get a little anxious, you know, about a week out. Like, I started texting my agent a little bit more, like, what do you think, and what are you hearing, this and that. But I'm a firm believer that everything happens as it should. And, you know, this is a great opportunity for me with the Chicago Bears.
You there, Ryan?
Lost him.
Oh, there we are. I believe we lost Ryan Mundy. We'll try and reconnect with him. Well, Tom, I think it gives us a good sense. One, he was scooped up quickly, much like how the New York Giants signed him a year ago. And again, you look at the safety market, safeties were off the table pretty quick. There was as much as a dozen safeties already signed. So quick work by Phil Emery to identify a talented young safety and Ryan Mundy and sign him pretty quickly and get an agreement done with the Chicago Bears.
And I think there's a strong desire by the entire Chicago Bear fan base, including myself, that they had to recognize the safety position needed help. When you go back to the last play of the game of the regular season, you have an understanding that if you could have a guy back there with experience, a guy with understanding of multiple offenses that you're going to face throughout his NFL career, it could be a real asset to the Bears' future. And Phil recognized that and was able to go in there and capitalize it immediately. Like Ryan said, his first free agency didn't last very long, and neither did his second free agency. So obviously there's recognition out there that this is a talented young man.
Well, let's go out to the guest line again as we've got Ryan Mundy back connected with us here at Bears All Access. And Ryan, we were just talking about the safety market. Did it surprise you how many safeties were scooped up so quickly? Because obviously the Bears targeted you early. You've reached an agreement very quickly, and free agency has been pretty seamless for you the past couple of years. But maybe just talk about the safety market, and it was coveted this year quickly.
Yes, the safety market was a highlight of the free agency these first couple of days. And that's a good thing because I think in today's game, the safety, he has a tough job. You know, with all the rule changes and the evolution of NFL offenses, it's becoming tougher and tougher, and you have to have a lot of skill, athleticism, toughness to be a safety. You know, one play you could be lined up in the slot against a guy like a Wes Welker or Julian Edelman, and next play you could be lining up in a box versus a big tight end like Jimmy Graham or something like that. Then the following play you might have to bring down a running back like Adrian Peterson in an open field. So you need that type of versatility, and I think teams are starting to recognize the importance of having good safety play. So it was definitely good to see, you know, a lot of guys get some major paydays in the free agent market. And going into this process, I knew that there would be a lot of movement because there were quite a few big-name free safeties and strong safeties out there. So I knew there was going to be a lot of movement. But I honestly didn't expect these type of paydays.
Ryan, when you consider, you mentioned Adrian Peterson, then you talk about Aaron Rodgers, then you talk about Calvin Johnson, these are all different types of weapons within your own division now.
Right.
When you go through the free agency period and you and your representation talk, do you talk about the specifics of the division you'll be in, or is it more of the organization you have an opportunity with?
I think it's more of the organization that you have an opportunity with, because that's who you'll be interacting and working with on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, you got to make sure that you fit the culture of that organization. That's first and foremost. And that's really what, you know, intrigued me about the Bears, because I felt like I felt the culture. And they felt like I felt the culture. So, you know, it was kind of a marriage between the two. And I believe it'll work out for a very long time and benefit us greatly. But in regards to thinking about who you're going to be playing against in your division, you know, the NFC North is stacked. And I was actually having a discussion with my wife over dinner, telling her about all the big names we would be facing this year. You know, you talk about the guys like Aaron Rodgers, Calvin Johnson. And even on our team, we have some major weapons on offense, you know, with our quarterback, Jay Cutler, and our two wide receivers, our running back, Matt Forte. You know, the NFC North is definitely stacked with a lot of offensive talent. And on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to have our hands full. But I believe we'll be up for the challenge for sure.
Well, welcome to the dark side. You got your feet wet in the NFC last year with the Giants, because I always remember the AFC North, like Pittsburgh, that was kind of a smash-mouth type of division. But,
yeah.
You know, maybe just talk about the experiences last year with the Giants. High-octane offense like Dallas that you faced, a high-octane offense like Philadelphia that you faced. And now, as you mentioned, these are pretty talented quarterbacks in the NFC North.
It was a change of pace for me, and coming into last year with the Giants, I honestly didn't know what to expect, because, like as you mentioned, my time in Pittsburgh was filled with knockdown, drag-em-out games, and it always came down to the team who made the least amount of mistakes, because there were no secrets when we played the game. When we played the Baltimore Ravens, they knew exactly what we were going to do, and we knew exactly what they were going to do, so it just came down to who was going to make that play at a critical time in the game, and it wasn't going to be like a high-scoring shootout. Those games were going to be like 10 to 13, so every play counted. And that's not to say that every play didn't count when we played the Cowboys or the Eagles last year, but, you know, it was a kind of a shootout kind of mentality, you know, with the big names, the quarterbacks, and the dynamic offenses that, the you know, the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Redskins possess. You know, it was a different atmosphere, I guess, during the game, but in the end, it's a rivalry game, and it's a division game, so those are always important.
You know, Ryan, it's going to be interesting. Even though you're a safety, a defensive back, and everybody is concerned about slowing down the passing game and the Bears' division, the fact that the Bears' defense gave up so many run yards last year, I think a lot of the fan base is going to be to watch the tackling, the way the safety inserts himself and slowing the running game of the opponents, because, again, for a key ingredient for success this season is going to be the way the Bears stop the run. Yeah, you always have to stop the pass, but it is going to be about stopping the run for you guys.
For sure. You know, anytime you can make a team one-dimensional, the odds are definitely in your favor. And I think, you know, with my pedigree and my experience, I believe I've been on the top 10 defense every year that I've been in the NFL, run and pass. So, you know, I'm looking forward to bringing that experience here to the Bears, and hopefully, you know, like I said, we can get some ball carriers on the ground, get some third down stops. They already have a great history of getting turnovers, so, you know, we're just looking forward to building on that and pursuing the championship.
Well, last one, Ryan. We always say happy wife, happy life. Is the wife happy, the family, they excited for you that you're here in Chicago? Going to be a great city, obviously,
yeah,
for your family to live in.
She is extremely excited. But she's wondering when we will end up in a warm weather city. I've been in Pittsburgh, New York, and now I'm in Chicago, so the winters haven't been too favorable. But we're very excited to get involved in the Chicago community and bear down.
Well, Bears fans are excited to have you, too. Ryan, we appreciate your time. Congratulations to you. Welcome to the Chicago Bears, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ryan Mundy, everybody, talented safety, one of the new acquisitions defensively for the Chicago Bears. We've got plenty more to come. Don't forget, we're going to ask Tom next. You can call 312-644-6767. Also, don't forget, talented defensive end Lamar Houston is going to join us on the program as we move along. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, 670 The Score, and the Chicago Bears Network. Make sure you join the Chicago Bears Kids Club, brought to you by Papa John's. Members have access to events, contests, and opportunities to meet Bears players, as well as chances to win Bears tickets. All you have to do is sign up at chicagobears.com/kidsclub. And welcome back to Chicago Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm Jim Miller, filling in for Zach Sabin, alongside my co-host, Tom Thayer. We are going to open up the phone lines at 312-644-6767 for our Ask Tom segment. And right now, let's go out to Steven, who's joining us in the loop. What's going on, Steven?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, Tom. I'm a Joy Catholic alumni and a big fan of yours and a friend of Rick's and Piazza's, Allstott's, and Zorich, and I want to thank you and Gannon and Parzich for being good role models for me and my class.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Do you have any questions?
And Gordy, yeah. Tom, when you came out of Notre Dame, you went to a rival league, correct? You didn't go straight to the Bears.
Correct. I went to the USFL for three seasons first, and it was different then because when the Bears drafted me, they had my rights for 4 years. So it was kind of an opportunity to play right out of the box in the USFL and then 3 years after that come and join the Bears.
Did you ever play center?
I did. I played a little bit of center. Not very good. I think Jay Hilgenberg still has a film of me playing center against the St. Louis Cardinals, and it wasn't impressive. So he kept it when he came as a free agent.
Did you play with Waddle and Zorich after the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Yes. Well, thank you, Steven. I appreciate it.
Well, Steven, I thought you were going to ask a question. We're trying to win a gift certificate here, Steven. But anyway, well, I mean, maybe just touch on that, Tom. What was it like playing in the USFL compared to the competition?
For me, it was great. I played for head coach George Allen. Everybody's familiar with, I think, the winningest coach per percentage in NFL history. And he was first class. He ran it as an NFL organization. His goal was to develop every guy that he got to coach into getting an opportunity in the NFL. And you know, Tim Spencer was our running back. We had Trumaine Johnson. We had Jimmy Fonhorst that went on to win a Super Bowl for San Francisco. Frank Minifield, who was a Pro Bowl defensive back for Cleveland. So we had a lot of talented guys in the USFL up and down the board. So it was a neat opportunity for us at the time.
Well, Tom, not to date you, I grew up here in Michigan. I was a Michigan Panther fan, my friend.
They won the first USFL championship.
Right. I was watching Anthony Carter and Bobby Hebert making sweet music at the Pontiac Silverdome in terms of throwing touchdowns. You can hop on board 312-644-6767 for our Ask Tom segment. Don't forget, talented defensive end Lamar Houston is going to join us, and the newest acquisition of the Chicago Bears is going to provide the pass rush. Maybe talk about Lamar Houston's game. What do you see him fitting in? Is it strictly a pass rushing D tackle? He's stout against the run.
You know, when you go up and you look up his stats, you look up his Wikipedia page, whatever, he's been listed as a defensive tackle, a left defensive end, and a right defensive end. Right there across the board, I like the versatility. Because you're going to play a wider defensive end outside the tight end. It's different than playing over the offensive tackle. And then if you have the ability and size to sink in over the offensive guard, it's completely different than the first two positions you lined up. And then you put him on the other side of the ball away from the tight end. There's different facets to that defensive end. That's what I like about him. There's not only one position that you're going to line him up. Give an offensive lineman an understanding of his tendencies, because he may be there one play, he might be at the other offensive tackle the next. So that's the key ingredient here with the talent in the up front, is that they're going to have the ability to slide around on the defensive line, and you're still going to be able to have a very competitive front, whether you got three guys or four guys.
Well, with all the new acquisitions that we're talking about, we've mentioned how Mel Tucker, it looks like they want to be more versatile defensively. What's the other work in terms of, one, targeting players that are sure-handed tacklers? Because I think that's one area of concern a lot of Bears fans had out there a year ago, is the sure-handed tackling that needs to come with the defense. We didn't see it again. When you look at a team like Seattle, that is a team that comes to with a purpose, and they pretty much hit or tackle, bring down anybody that's their opposition. How do you target those type of players, and how do you get that done in the Chicago Bears defense?
You know, we talked a little bit about that with Ryan Monday a minute ago, that even though he's a safety, I think more people are concerned about the way they're going to stop the run and tackle up front than how they're going to limit the passing game. And that's going to be, I think, one of the keys that you're going to hear continuously pounded all through training camp is fundamental tackling. Wrap it up. Give a little bit more of a thud and make sure you understand the fundamentals that are required of you of tackling. It's not something that you're going to run into an NFL caliber player and they're going to fall down. If you don't have follow through and you don't make sure that you hit what you see what you hit and hit what you see and tackle through, not to, all those sayings that we can make up. But again, it's going to take the individual discipline of each player when they're challenged to make the tackle to be in the right position, whether you're a defensive end or a safety.
Tom, let's go back to the phones. Let's go out to James, who's joining us from downtown. James.
Hey, James.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Jim. Hey, Tom. It's great to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
Good to have you, bud.
Hey, Tom, with all the players moving around the league, how did your did you guys in the locker room take it when Hilgenberg got traded?
You know, it was disappointing when Jay got traded because he had spent so many years of service together with the offensive line. But then again, that's the business aspect. And no matter what guy is able to live through and grow through and have fun in the locker room and be in the playful game that it really is, it always comes down to the business aspect of it. And that's exactly what happened with Jay. And, you know, he went on to Cleveland and New Orleans to play well. Jerry Fontenot stepped in and did what was expected of him. So you always have to brace yourself. I think, Jim, every day you go to work, you have to brace yourself for there could be some subtle change, whether it's a guy getting cut and losing his job or a guy getting injured in practice.
And thanks for the phone call, James. And, hey, it's really how we started the show. You know, look at all the huge signing, the exodus of players. Hey, look at Peyton Manning. He's no longer a Colt. He went to the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's check out John. He's calling us from Huntley. What's going on, John?
Hi, John.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing, Tom?
Good.
I had a question. A couple of guys that they picked up for the front line are pretty versatile, where they can play actually inside at a guard or outside at a tackle position. Do you think they have that? Did that for a reason?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, when you get a guy like Willie Young, first of all, you deplete the defensive line talent in Detroit. Lamar Houston, his versatility, like I said, when you read his front bio page, he's got a chance to line up at every single position. I think that's the key ingredient in the signing of these two players is their versatility, their ability to line up anywhere on the line of scrimmage. In a lot of when you can make those subtle changes against the offensive line right before the snap of the ball, the way these guys can slide up and down the line of scrimmage, then that creates communication and that creates a slowdown gap in your opponent's offense, and then it puts the defense at a big advantage. So I do think, you know, the key ingredient in both of these signings is the fact that they're not one-dimensional players.
Let's move on. Take one last caller this evening. Let's go out to Frank, who's joining us from Lombard. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, good evening. My question is, I have an offensive question. You know, I always talk about defense. You know, we need a backup running back. We need another tight end. We need a backup quarterback. What do you think they're going to do?
You know, I do think there's a guy waiting in the wings that's been a free agent with the Bears all last year, Michael Ford, number 32. You have to go out there and cultivate the talent, but this guy is a talented young guy. Some of the best running back skills in terms of running the ball as I've seen with the Bears. Now he has that aspect where he has to develop the ability to block in passing situations and catch the ball out of the backfield. And I think there will be other candidates that come along because I think offensive players know they have an opportunity to flourish in this offense. Look what Josh McCown was able to capitalize on. And they do have Jordan Palmer sign, and you know the Bears will go out there and look for other quarterback talent. But when you're talking about offense specifically, Jim, you know this, people statistically, when they play for Mark Trestman, they had the opportunity to have their best stat years going back to a guy like Rich Gannon. So, again, this will be a desirable location if a player believes they have the ability to come here and earn a spot.
I don't know. Just a thought, Tom, by me. I'm going to throw it out there since it's the Ask Tom's question. How about keeping in the family? Luke McCown, wasn't he down there in New Orleans? Doesn't Cromer know him well? I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Again, Jim, you're the quarterback, and you know the investment you have to make in learning a system to be able to make use of it on the field. You come here and you have the opportunity to work for the offensive minds in Chicago, and that includes Matt Kavanaugh and Aaron Cromer and Mark Trestman. again, you're going to see guys with the opportunity to enhance their career maybe like never before.
Yeah, but you're right. Hey, Jordan Palmer, he spent some time with the Bears last preseason. The Bears re-signed him to the roster. And don't forget, Dante Rosario, a talented tight end, he was re-signed. I think a lot of that why he was released, create a little cap space so that they could get the other signings done, like Willie Young. But it's going to be interesting, obviously, to see if the Bears do add another quarterback that can compete back there with Jordan Palmer to be the backup to Jay Cutler. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on 670 The Score and the Chicago Bears Network. Stick with us. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petruni, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. And welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm Jim Miller, filling in for Zach Sabin, alongside my co-host Tom Thayer. Our Sports Authority gift certificate, the judge and jury is in, and that would be Herb on the other side of the glass. He says James from downtown wins the Ask Tom segment, so he gets a Sports Authority gift certificate. And before we are about to welcome in Lamar Houston, talented defensive end, who signed recently with the Chicago Bears in free agency. Tom, let me ask you this, because all things now, well, after free agency, we still got more days to where the Bears can add more talent, no doubt about that. But two safeties signed by the Chicago Bears, when you look at Ryan Mundy and MD Jennings, we've already talked about Willie Young, and, of course, Lamar Houston, who we're going to talk to in a few moments. As it relates to the draft, are these areas that are now ignored? Has Phil Emery done enough? Do they move on from those positions when you look at the Chicago Bears?
You know, ignore is a tough word to say, because if you have some gold mine land in your lap for some reason, sometimes you have to investigate it, because maybe that will create value for you later, where a player becomes tradable with value. So, you know, ignore, no, but I do think that if you can maybe narrow your sights a little bit more on specific of position, style of player, or maybe even a certain structure in their athleticism, if you have the ability to focus and narrow your focus down a little bit, maybe that will help the scouts when they try to investigate in depth of exactly what they're looking at, rather than a wider range like we were talking about last week before all this got underway.
Well, would you still think D-tackle? Is that an area that has to be addressed? Granted, they re-signed Jay Ratliff. When you look at his experience, what he can bring to the table, another versatile defensive tackle, came on strong for the Chicago Bears the last year. You look at Stephen Paya, in terms of the depth, and again, we threw out a couple of names. Who knows? Could Henry Melton potentially return to the Bears? He's up there visiting Minnesota. Don't know what he's asking in terms of the contract numbers, but clearly coming off an injury, and that may affect the monies that he's looking for in free agency.
You know, Jim, if I had the chance to bring in a young defensive lineman and cultivate their talent next to Lamar, next to Willie Young, next to Jeremiah Ratliff, I think those guys are three good influences on a young defensive lineman. And when you look at Detroit, when they took Adama and then they took Fairley, it didn't scare them away from taking the big defensive lineman. So, yeah, if you had that guy that's going to be an impact player on the middle, it's really going to dictate how both, I mean, the center and both guards play, and sometimes the fullback. Yeah, if you could find that guy for me and then, you know, kind of build the defense around that type of size, I would definitely take it. But I'm as excited to see Jeremiah Ratliff a year healthier and having more influence on the front of this team.
What were the significant injuries in your career? Because Jay, they did him right. They brought him back slowly, and I thought he started to have an impact in the four games he was able to participate for the Chicago Bears. Maybe coming back from injury, just your thoughts on that, and how much left in the tank do you feel Jay Ratliff has? Because you and I both know when that guy's going, he 100%, he can play some football now when you look at Jeremiah Ratliff.
He's one of the most unconventional interior defensive linemen that I've seen come along. But he has great length, but he doesn't have huge size. He's got really good strength and initial reaction to defeat the blocker and disengage immediately. He has all the traits that make you very paranoid if you're an offensive lineman, because he can beat you instantly or he can beat you on his second move, and I've seen him do that. But I feel that the healthier that his core becomes and he's able to move on his legs even better than he did this past year, he's going to be more effective. He's going to be able to run extreme defensive line stunts that confuse offensive linemen, put pressure on quarterbacks. And then his knowledge of the game and then his intensity and his approach to the game is going to have a trickle-over effect, because guys know that when they go into the defensive line meeting room, if they're not going in there with the same expression and desire as one of their leaders, it's hard to walk in that room if you're not holding your head high.
This whole offseason, we've heard very vague references by the Chicago Bears. We know their defense is going to be versatile. It's going to be multiple, hybrids, whatever adjective you want to do to describe it. What does that do to you, Tom, as a former offensive lineman, putting the seed of doubt? Is a man down? Is he up? How does it affect protection? How does it affect the run game in terms of assignments of offensive players when you're going against a multiple front defense that is running a lot of hybrids, which sounds like the Bears are going to do?
You said the key words. If you go to the line of scrimmage and you break the huddle with any seeds of doubt, you're beat. Because Coach Danfeld, our offensive line coach, I always had a saying, if you're thinking, you're beat. You have to know. And the thing about it is, if you can go up there and you can change that defense instantly, then you are challenging the thinking process of 11 guys on offense. And it does change the way you react. When I was playing with the Bears, the Detroit Lions had a system where they stemmed a lot on the line of scrimmage. The linebackers would make a call during the quarterback's cadence, and they would make a move one way or the other. And if they got the jump on you, and then they would put that doubt and then that uncertainty, and now if I explode off the ball too hard, is the guy even going to be there? So, you know, if you do go there in a defensive stationary, I think it does give the offense an advantage. If you go there and you can move to multiple fronts and challenge angles and foot placement and hand placement and head placement, like there is always the challenge on offense, you're going to gain the advantage defensively.
Well, Tom, let's hit the last break, because on the other side, we hope to be joined by newest acquisition of the Chicago Bears, defensive end Lamar Houston. This is the Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on 670 The Score and the Chicago Bears Network. Welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Jim Miller and Tom Thayer with you. This is our final segment. We hope to be joined by the talented defensive end, Lamar Houston. Hopefully he'll be calling in here where we can introduce you to him and ask him some pointed questions. But, Tom, let me ask you this. Is anything shocking when you see the release of Julius Peppers, Devin Hester, Pina Tillman down visiting with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh McCown signed today by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be their starting quarterback, and I mentioned Henry Melton looking, at least the Minnesota Vikings hosting him. And I know we've talked about the business side of football earlier in the program, but, you know, in terms of loyalty, everybody brings this up all the time, but you know, it's a young man's game. There's no doubt about that when you look at the modern-day way football is played. Just thoughts on losing so many great players who may not be returning to the Chicago Bears.
You know, it's difficult. During my time, when Dan Hampton leaves and Singletary leaves and Walter leaves, you, as a player, you grow through those types of things that happen in the locker room. And nowadays, you said it's a young man's game. But I also think when we're talking about the players, Julius Peppers, Charles Tillman, and Henry Melton, these guys are all fortunate to have lengthy careers where they're having to make difficult decisions inside the business aspect of the game. So in one side of it, they're all very fortunate to have the privilege of playing in the NFL for a long double-digit careers, Julius and Charles Tillman specifically. So that's just the ugly part of it every one of us lived through. You know, we get a question by, you know, yeah, Jay was traded when we were playing together, but that, again, we all know that's going to happen some point in our career. And, yeah, the unfortunate side of it for the guys that get cut is they get cut. the fortunate side of the free agency for the veterans in these days is they are giving another opportunity to go and find a team that needs their service.
Well, when you look at the free agency as it continues, and granted, we've seen a lot of good players off the board. When you look at Keep Talib gets the big contract for the Denver Broncos. You see the Bears make a splash with Lamar Houston, the five-year, $35 million deal. And now as we move into the second phase of free agency, and there's some quality veterans that are out there that certainly the Chicago Bears can add to their roster, but it has to be at the right price, and then you, of course, like to build your team through the draft. I mean, Phil Emery, he's been active every year in free agency, whether it's through trades. When you look at the acquisition of Brandon Marshall, you look at last year with Jermon Bushrod, and just maybe your evaluations of Phil Emery here and what he's done so far, because, again, attacks the defensive side of the ball, one offensive player with Dominique Hixon. What do you expect maybe in the next few days and direct from Phil Emery and the Chicago Bears?
You know, I've always liked the plan of attack that Phil has had going into whatever whether he's going into the draft, whether he's going into free agency, the start of training camp, whatever the case may be, Phil has always had a really organized plan. And now I think if you're thinking for the free agents who are left out there, and you go out, what are they looking for? If you go out there and you try to look at the top two or three four offenses in the league. Right now, Chicago Bears has to be considered one of the top offenses in the league. And if you're thinking about winning attached to where you want to go in free agency, and then you have to look at opportunity, I think for defensive players, Chicago is going to be still a very pleasurable landing area because they know the offense that they're going to have an opportunity to play with. And if they come in here, and we've seen teams be able to develop strengths in one year like Chip Kelly did with the Philly offense this past season. It can be done, but you have to have a phase of your team that is a real strength in order to develop the other side, and the Bears are so fortunate to have the offense that they're going to be going into the regular season with, so they do have an opportunity to concentrate on defensive talent. But if you're a defensive talented guy and you want to come to a team that's going to give you the opportunity to contribute, plus play with a championship-style offense, Chicago is going to be a very desirable location.
I think you nailed it, Tom, because look at other destinations overpaying. Oakland Raiders, teams like the Cleveland Browns, they have to overpay for talent because it's not an attractive destination. Tom, as always, I thank you. We thank you, all the listeners out there. Thanks for joining us on Bears All Access.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United Airlines.